my lifetime. That's 5 gym inductions that I've had to go to and pretend that I've never been to the gym before and listen politely. But the problem is, normally when I go to the gym, I start off and for the first week or two, I'm very enthusiastic. I'm really excited that I can go to the gym and I can use all the fancy equipment like spinning bikes. It's really good. But after the first few weeks, do you know what happens? I stop going, yes, Katie, yes. I get fed up. I haven't got the motivation to keep on going. I think we've got some slides up on the screen behind to just show. So we've got a picture of the gym, just to give you a picture of what it's like. So imagine me in the gym. Yep, I'm one of those very trendy people there. And then if you get on an exercise bike, you start off on the exercise bike, and it'll say something like, begin workout, and everything's going fine. I'll be coasting along. But before long, something comes along called a dreaded hill climb. Has anyone ever done a hill climb before? So you go from level 1 to level 10, and it gets harder as you go. So we're going to count to 10, all of us together, and I'm going to show you a little bit about what happens when I try and do this by myself in the gym. Okay, so you ready? So we're just going to count from 1 to 10. So as loud as you can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And after that, I leave the gym and go home and decide I'm never coming back again. It's really hard doing that hill climb. But recently, I found out about something called spin classes. Has anyone been to a spin class? Yeah, one or two? Reverend Hill's been to a spin class. Here we go. If you go on to the next, this is what spin looks like. So it's not just you on a bike by yourself. There's about 10 to 15 of you that all go in a circle, and you all spin together, and you have an instructor who shouts at you, and it's lots of fun. So I wondered if there were any young people or children who wanted to come alongside me and pretend that we were also cycling. Anyone come and join my spin class today? Sadly, we only got one bike, but does anyone else want to join? Yeah. Come and stand alongside, right, pretend you're on your bikes, pretend you're cycling alongside. There's plenty of space this side as well. Now, I have to be honest with you, I was a bit nervous about going to a spin class for the first time, because actually the first time I went there, I didn't even know how to get on the bike and how to strap myself in. So I had to ask somebody, and it was a bit awkward, and I felt very embarrassed. I was also very embarrassed about sweating in public. Anybody else share that problem? Yeah, I didn't want other people to see it. And also, it was just a really random thing. I mean, why have a bunch of random people together in a room who are pretending to do exercise together or trying to do exercise together? There's no reason we should be spending time together apart from the fact that we're all in the same exercise class. But there we are, strapped into bikes, cycling along together, and I found myself off on my first spin class. So the way spin works is we have some music in the background, so I think we've got some background music to help us going. Are we all ready? Are we all cycling? We'll just wait for our music to come on. So you get the full picture. Oh, here we go. So we're all cycling along, and then it'll come to the dreaded hill climb. Now, if you remember, when I was by myself, the dreaded hill climb was very, very difficult. But let's see if we can do the hill climb when we all go together, okay? So everybody together again, we're gonna count from 1 up to 10, and we'll see if we can all keep going up to 10, okay? So are you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's getting harder. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yes, we did it. Well done, everybody. So you've already got it. The way that a spin class ends is everybody is clapping and applauding each other. So should we give our volunteers a round of applause? And you can go and sit back down. Go and sit back down. Brilliant. Well done. And we can kill the music as well. I know we're loving it. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, you're complaining a little bit over there, yeah. But for now, I just want to finish off by just saying, for just a moment, I've had a lot of time to think in spin classes. And something that's amazed me... Oh, that's good to know. But one of the things that surprised me most about spin is that actually, at the end of the morning, you are exhausted. You have got no energy left at all. But for some reason, when you get to the end of the class, everybody, these people that you don't even know, you're applauding them together. You're applauding each other. And you celebrate together that you've managed to complete the exercise class. It's the best feeling in the world. And it got me thinking a little bit about when we come together at church. Because when we come together at church, all of us are facing different things in our lives. We talked about hill climbs before, but some of us are facing difficulties, and some of us are facing very steep hill climbs, some of us maybe are facing smaller hill climbs, but all of us are facing different things in our lives. And of course, we can worship by ourselves. We can come to God when we're at home on our own, and we can say to God, look, I want to surrender my life to you. I want to put you in charge, and I want to know how much you love me in that moment. But there's something really special about when we all come together on a Sunday morning and we all decide to say together that we together are going to try and to worship God, and we're going to stand by each other. It doesn't matter what we're facing in our lives. Together we want to come and we want to encounter God. And earlier Kayfen read to us from Psalm 95, and I just want to reread to you the end of the psalm, because I think this is a brilliant picture of what we're doing when we come together in church and we worship. In a minute. So this is what Psalm 95 says. Oh dear. This is Psalm 95. Come, let us bow in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. So it's all about us. Let us come in together. Let us worship God. And this is the last bit of the psalm. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. So together as we worship, we learn together that we are the people of his pasture and we are the flock under his care. So all of us, whether we're young or whether we're old or whether we're somewhere in between, all of us are able to worship God together and to know how much he loves us together. And it's actually important to stand by each other and to encourage each other, even in the most difficult moments of life. So with that in mind, we're going to sing a song together now called What a Beautiful Name It Is. And as we sing this song, I want to encourage you to stand if you're able to. Would you join me in standing? And as we stand together, I just want you to be aware of the people who are around you this morning. So maybe you like to sing at the top of your voice, but maybe this morning just sing and try and hear the voices of the people around you. And as we sing together, let's try and hear each other's voices and remembering that we're lifting up to God his worship this morning. We're giving him all the glory that he deserves this morning. So I'm going to hand over to Katie and the band. Thanks, Matt.